Well, voters in Pennsylvania will elect a governor in November, and the two major party candidates have clear and contrasting views on the issue of abortion. Dave Davies from member station WHYY explains why the issue will likely play a larger role than usual in the upcoming election.
Abortion rights has long been an issue in Pennsylvania politics, and it's likely to assume even greater prominence this fall for one reason.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
The prospect of Judge Kavanaugh replacing the soon-to-be-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court raises the possibility that the court could overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion and leave it up to states to set their own rules. In a state like Pennsylvania, where the legislature has been willing to approve abortion restrictions, a gubernatorial veto could be the last line of defense for pro-abortion rights advocates. Sari Stevens, executive director of Pennsylvania Votes, the advocacy arm of Planned Parenthood, says that's just how she sees incumbent Democratic Governor Tom Wolf.
The governor is currently a brick wall. He's our backstop. But that could potentially get even more dramatic if the Supreme Court returns the right to legal abortion to the states, which is absolutely possible.
Stevens says Wolf's commitment to reproductive rights for women is longstanding. Before he entered politics, he and his wife were volunteer escorts for patients visiting Planned Parenthood health centers in York County. Wolf says he knows where he stands.
Whatever happens to Roe v. Wade, the state legislature will have to weigh in on women's health care rights. They have already presented me with bills that restrict women's rights to choose, and I have vetoed them, and I will continue to do that.
Last year, Wolf vetoed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks. Another bill banning abortions after 6 weeks has been introduced in Harrisburg. Stevens says Planned Parenthood is committing at least $1.5 million in an effort to help reelect Wolf. That money will go toward door-to-door canvassing, especially in the Philadelphia suburbs, and digital advertising.
Hi, I'm Scott Wagner. I based my campaign for governor on taking the trash out in Harrisburg. And believe me, we have a lot of trash in Harrisburg for me to clean up.
Republican candidate Scott Wagner voted for abortion restrictions in the state Senate and says he is proudly pro-life. But when asked after a recent town hall if he would sign an abortion ban if Roe versus Wade is overturned, Wagner didn't warm to the topic.
You know, that's a federal issue. I'm not running for president right now. I'm more focused on the problems in Pennsylvania.
He was reminded that the court could return the issue to the states and that the legislature might put an abortion ban on the next governor's desk.
It may, and whatever happens, happens.
You wouldn't commit to signing a bill banning abortion in the state?
Right now, in this interview, I'm not committing to anything.
Will that answer pass muster with committed opponents of abortion rights? Matthew Wagner of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, no relation to the Republican candidate, says he isn't troubled that Scott Wagner won't answer a hypothetical question from a reporter. He says the election presents a clear choice for those who believe abortion is wrong.
Governor Wolf has made it abundantly clear that he is indebted to and tied to radical pro-abortion insiders like Planned Parenthood, whereas Mr. Wagner is committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us.
There's a political logic to Wagner hedging. He probably already has the votes of most social conservatives. To win, he needs to reach out to moderates and independents. Terry Madonna, a pollster at Franklin and Marshall College, says for 20 years his surveys have shown more than 70% of Pennsylvanians believe abortion should be permitted at least in some circumstances. He says Wagner will feel pressure to clarify his position.
He's not going to be able to avoid it. It's going to make a big difference if Scott Wagner says that he supports a ban on abortion, no abortion at all. That view is held by about 1 in 5 Pennsylvanians.
For now, Wolf promises to veto an abortion ban, and Wagner prefers not to say. The issue is certain to come up in debates as the election approaches. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Davies in Philadelphia.